He is the monster in the middle of the New England Patriots defense.
They can't block Vince Wilfork one-on-one.
We put the children to bed. We're going to do grown folks stuff.
He gobbles up blockers and swallows ball carriers.
Oh, Vincent Wilfork!
No, no, no!
Whoa!
He devours quarterbacks.
Fitzpatrick is sacked. Ball is on the ground. Patriots recover.
Cookie. I want cookie.
Get a good cookie. Oh, man.
And yeah, he may have eaten a cookie or two in his day. Vince Wilfork is a 300-and-something pound force. In a crowd of sometimes indistinguishable behemoths on the line of scrimmage, Wilfork stands out.
He is so special. You know, I think sometimes people see him in his size and they don't understand what a great athlete he is.
He's very athletic. He can play laterally. He has good vertical speed and explosion. He uses his hands well. He's got very good balance. He's hard to knock off his feet. And he's a very instinctive player.
That's good. That's good rush here. That's a real good rush. At 203, that's a real good rush.
They double and triple team him. So as a linebacker, I'm seeing what he's demanding and the attention he's demanding, and I'm amazed by it. I think I have a man crush on Vince Wilfork purely off the fact that I would sit on the sideline and watch him destroy the Miami Dolphin offensive line year after year.
Wherever I'm on the field, I know I'm going to demand some attention.
Runs are going to our right. So I want to put you over there on the right. I think that's what they're doing, is they're running away from you.
I'm different. I want everybody to know that.
2013 has been different for the Patriots. In week four against Atlanta, Wilfork tore his Achilles tendon.
I hate being sidelined. You know, I hate that, but I'm dealing with reality right now.
Wilfork has played in three Super Bowls. But if the Patriots earn a trip to Super Bowl 48, they'll do so without their six-time captain.
Physical for 60 minutes, plain and simple. Hey, protect one another at all times, at all costs. Don't be good, let's be great today. That's all I got to say. Hey, why we look sad?
Let's go, man.
It's football, baby.
Come on, baby.
It's football. Let's make a play.
When Wilfork makes a play, it gets noticed.
Vince dropped into coverage, and he just pile-drives Donald Jones.
In each 2012 meeting with the New York Jets, Wilfork utilized an opponent's hind quarters to cause a fumble.
Vince Wilfork just took the left side of that Jets line and put it in Sanchez's lap.
His second such usage of the assets available to him became infamous.
And a mix-up in the backfield. Sanchez, has the ball. Down he goes. Patriots pick up the fumble, running into the end zone for a touchdown.
Vincent Wilfork picked up Moore, the guard. It took him and threw him right into Mark Sanchez.
The play earned a cheeky nickname and even has its own Wikipedia page. Wilfork's work in pass coverage may never be so honored, but in 2011, he twice showed off his skills.
Picked off by Wilfork! Look at the big man run!
As a defensive player, you sack, interception, or touchdown. Those are three categories. What do you want? For me, give me a pick.
Intercepted by Wilfork! Vince Wilfork with a game changer.
Every big man's dream is to run with the ball. Trust me on that one.
Probably the first time he's going. Wish I'd have lost a couple pounds during the offseason, but just shows you what type of athlete he is.
I led the team a couple weeks for interceptions, and then they finally caught me. And
the interceptions surprised some, not Big Vince. He carried the ball in high school and believes he could play any number of positions on an NFL field.
Well, I can be a fullback. That's one. I can be a tight end. That's two. could be an offensive lineman, just three. And I think I could be a middle linebacker and a 34 defense.
We were in kind of the middle of two-a-days going through training camp and decided that, you know, give the team a night off and if we could put a, you know, one of our linemen back there to catch a punt. So Vince was our number one pick. He caught the ball so easily that it was such a mistake for me to have picked him. He really looked like a you know, running back back there catching a punt, you know, reading the ball, catching it with his hands.
Oh, yeah, I can catch. If we ever need, like, all our punt returners are down, or say we ran through all our quarterbacks, I'm the next in line. I am. Even if I lone snapper, I'm the next in line. Guaranteed.
Power, athleticism, speed. Words used to describe Vince Wilfork. They're the same words used to describe one of Wilfork's loves.
I bought my first racehorse 3 years ago. It was a Claimer cheap horse, $4,000. Bought my first racehorse. Now I own 100% of two of them and a third on another two. It always amazed me how an animal that big and that strong can run that fast. You have some horses that's smaller. You have some that's muscular. You have some that's longer. You have some that's stocky. It's just like humans. I mean, when you look at an athlete, you look at all different types of athletes. You know, you look at myself as a big, strong animal. Then you go look at a Wes Welker, you know, smaller, quick, agile.
In 2014, the Patriots' monster thoroughbred will be hungrier than ever.
Through my years of high school, through my years in college, and now my years in NFL, this is the first major injury I had. So anybody that thinks I'm getting too old or I'm going to lose a step, odds is in my favor. It's crazy how I can get serious that quick, huh?